Hello, friend. My name is Reverend Felicia Blanco Searcy, and I am the senior minister at Unity Church of Life in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Unity is a positive, practical, progressive approach to Christianity based on the teachings of Jesus and the power of prayer. Unity honors the universal truths in all religions and respects each individual right to choose a spiritual path. We welcome you to our virtual Sunday celebration and hope you will find it inspiring and enriching. Now it's time as we move into our prayer and meditation, and I am reading from the Daily Word Archives. This is from Tuesday, December 22nd, 1925. Christ Consciousness. And this is the Christ Mind spiritual consciousness is now active in me, and I am unified with God. The spiritual consciousness, or Christ mind, was quickened in him, Jesus, and through it he realized his relation to first cause. That's from Christian Healing. Christ in us is our consciousness of spiritual truth. Through this understanding, we become like Christ. We become unified with the Father. By studying the Bible, we see that Jesus often turned to the Christ consciousness. In fact, we are led to think that most of the time he was dwelling in the higher truth. When one is awakened to a consciousness of Christ in himself, he beholds himself as the Son of God. He begins to see himself as Jesus saw himself and his fellow men. The Christ consciousness is that which identifies us with God. It is the spark of divinity within us. It is our means of thinking Godward and of beholding God in ourselves. It is that by which we rise above the sordid things of earth and ascend into the truth of spiritual heaven. Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so I invite you to take this time to sink down into your heart. And in this moment, to tap into the presence of the Christ. I know myself as the expression of the Christ and behold myself as God's beloved. As we place our attention on our heart, we see with crystal clear clarity the Christ presence. We see it as us, we see it defining us. We see it expressing through us. We see us as the Christ. And we behold ourselves as God's beloved. I awaken to Christ consciousness and behold myself as God's beloved. I awaken Christ consciousness and behold myself as God's beloved. Going to invite us for a few moments in the silence, working with this affirmation, allowing it to reveal to us our true identity, our true selves. I awaken Christ consciousness and behold myself as God's beloved. Into the silence. I awaken Christ consciousness and behold myself as God's beloved. In this moment, I give thanks to my master teacher, Jesus Christ, who walked the path before me and then turned around and held his hand out and beckoned me to follow. With his eyes and his example, I awaken the Christ consciousness and behold myself as God's beloved. And so we begin this journey back, refreshed, renewed, ready to apply this shift that we have experienced during this time of quiet communion into the grittiest details of our day. I am the Christ awakened in my world. I am the way of love. I am the way of peace. I am the way of light. And I behold myself as God's beloved. We are grateful. Thank you, God. And in the name and in the nature of the living Christ, we say thank you, sweet spirit. So it is. Morning. Who knows what Tuesday was? Fat Tuesday, that's right. Throw me something, mister. That's what they say at the parades. That's why you used to take your kids with you, because you could get up to the front, put them up on the shoulder, because that would be who the crews would, Mardi Gras crews would aim for. Yeah, good Louisiana gal. I know what Mardi Gras is all about. Actually got a, found a king cake in town, was able to take it over to my dad Tuesday and share that with the staff. And it was a, Mardi Gras is that time when we get it all out of our system before Lent. Because Lent is traditionally the time to fast and sacrifice in order, the way my tradition taught it, to emulate the suffering that Jesus experienced during Holy Week and during the period of the crucifixion, and to bring us closer to Jesus. And thank God for unity, that I was able to completely reframe. Number one, Mardi Gras. I could learn to have fun with Mardi Gras just for the sake. It was just a huge party, and nobody like Louisiana knows how to put a party on. And to see Lent as that time to draw deeper in and closer to the teachings and the example and the awareness of our master teacher, Jesus the Christ, and to come to understand his experience more profoundly and see ways to apply it to my life. And so for the next 7 weeks, to Easter Sunday, I think that's how many Sundays there are, 6 or 7. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to use my book and take the line that Jesus said in John 14:12, those of you who believe in me will do what I do or greater things because I'm going to the Father. Let me repeat that again. We talked Tuesday night how this line has seemingly been overlooked when I know I don't remember hearing it as a kid when we studied the Bible. Those of you who believe in me will do what I do and greater things. He's not stating that as a maybe. It is an affirmative statement. Those of you who believe in me will do what I do. So part of the question then is, first of all, do we believe in Jesus? And when you look at the definition of believe, it means to believe in the legitimacy. And I'm not using the words exactly, but it means to take seriously what somebody says or does, and to see it as legitimate, to believe
in the truth of who they are and what they're about and what they've done. And so the question is, first of all, do we believe in Jesus? What is it that we believe about him? And why are we not repeating what he did? And I think we are on several levels. And I also think that as we continue to evolve as emotional and spiritual beings, we will see, come to understand what he did even greater. And here's the humble part of the statement that I think we miss the boat on. In all humility, he said, and you will do more than what I've done. You will surpass me. You will go beyond. You will break all the barriers that I have broken through. And you will go on and break even more barriers. When's the last time you have been with somebody who was so selfless and so egoless for them to be able to say, I want you to learn everything that I've learned, and I want you to go way past me? So during the time of Lent, I want us as a community to really commit to digging into that line much deeper and to really think about, what does it mean to believe in Jesus? What do we believe about him? When I got to Unity, I brought my old paradigms with me, very well intended, taught in love, to view Jesus as a savior, as a messiah, as an intermediate between God and I. And it just never made sense. I could never reconcile myself, number one, to a God that would demand this sort of thing from a single individual. I couldn't reconcile myself to an image of God who would create me with original sin and then condemn me for that creation unless I did this. I couldn't reconcile myself to a God who created all these incredible expressions, this variety of expressions, and then said, but you can only have this, that had created this banquet and said, but you can only have the mashed potatoes because the rest of it's tainted. I couldn't wrap my head around that kind of God. And so me, like a lot of others, just excused myself from Christianity altogether. Said, thanks, but no thanks. There's really nothing here that I want to participate in. You have nothing to offer me. But there was still this longing in my heart that I could not extract it out of my DNA. Because there were pieces of it that resonated so deeply. And in my tradition, I'm very grateful for the tradition of the mystics. I come from a long tradition of the mystics. And, you know, Meister Eckhart and St. Teresa and Hildegard, and I'm going to butcher her last name, from Germany. And just the beauty of the poetry and the mystical experience. And so I tasted that. I tasted that mystical union and the rituals that I participated in my tradition, especially when I was a kid, when they were not done in English, when they were done in Latin. You know, I could kind of go in and make anything up and really feel that presence of spirit. And so when I walked away from Christianity, there was a huge hole in my heart that nothing seemed to be able to replace it with. And when you're like that, you're open. You're ready to hear something different. And that's when I began to hear the whisperings of Unity. And so I darkened the doors of a Unity church, and I came in, and I will be honest, I am not one of those that sat down and said, oh, I'm at home, and I cried the whole time and thought this is wonderful. I didn't do it. Every cell in my being resisted it. I fought it tooth and nail. I'm so grateful for the minister that I had, Reverend Marge Cass in Baton Rouge, who was a delight and who just let me fight the daylights out of her. I could not imagine that there truly was a God or a power or a being or a principle, or whatever you want to call it, that created me in the image of itself and created me whole and complete just as I am. I fought that. I was afraid to believe it. I was afraid that there would be some recrimination later on down the road if I really adopted this philosophy. The longing in my heart was greater than my fear, and I kept showing up. And so my belief of Jesus began to change. And what I kept hearing was what Unity taught, was that God is the ultimate, God is the only reality, everything that is created was created in the reality of God, it was created in the perfection of God, and that we were created with the seeds of possibility of waking up to what Unity calls the Christ consciousness, the Christ awareness. It's the Buddha nature in Buddhism, you know, it's the Tao in the tradition of Taoism. It doesn't matter what you call it, it is written about and recognized in every tradition across the globe. Christianity is my DNA tradition. And I wanted to come back to my DNA tradition. And so when I heard that, I began to take it in, and I began to ask, so what is it that I believe about Jesus? And the more I stay with this stuff, and I've been with this stuff for a very long time now, the more I integrate and internalize the reality that Jesus is not unique. You know, when we make something unique, we shrink God. We say, God can only get it right once. When we open it up, we make God expansive. We make God really big. And Jesus was so without ego that he wanted us to see our reality as the way spirit manifests in this physical realm. You know, I keep thinking of Shaun White. Now, I didn't get to see him. I know. I'm hoping, I haven't checked into YouTube. I want to go see if it was on YouTube. But I saw the guys after him, and I kept hearing how they kept comparing the guys after him to Shaun White. It was one of those nights that I couldn't get home quick enough and get it on. And they kept saying how he didn't get Shaun White's height. But guess what? Shaun White has now set the new standard of flying through the air in one of these boards. And you can bet that the next Olympics, they are on his behind. And they are going to meet or exceed that level. What Jesus said was, I want you to exceed my level. I want you to get that height and fly through the air and go past the standard that I have set. Not only do I want you to do it, it's inevitable that when we believe it's possible, when we believe that it is the direction that we're all heading, we're going to get there. And whether we follow his path, whether we follow Buddha's path, whether we follow, you know, whatever path, we are designed to evolve to that level. It is in our spiritual DNA. There is nothing we can do to stop that evolution. Now, we can sure hinder it and put a whole bunch of obstacles in its place and take a really, 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 really long time, but we can't stop it. Here's the really wonderful thing that's happening. Science is catching up. And this is what I love about Unity, because Unity is continually researching the cutting edge of what science is putting out there and looking at, okay, how does this support or negate? How do we need to shift to now accommodate what science is showing? And how can we reconcile the two? That Unity partners with science in terms of our spiritual development. Thursday night was a prime example of this. Those of you who missed the webinar with Cindy Wigglesworth, I really encourage you to go to the Transformational Experience website and go to the archives, and you can see Kathy about how to tap into that. Because what we're moving into now is all about intentionally evolving and awakening these higher levels of consciousness. She has figured out a way to actually measure it. She calls it spiritual intelligence. And this is how she defines spiritual intelligence. I define spiritual intelligence as the ability to behave with compassion and wisdom while maintaining inner and outer peace regardless of the circumstances. Compassion and wisdom together form the manifestation of love. Behave is important because it focuses on how well we maintain our center, stay calm, and actually treat others with compassion and wisdom. The statement of regardless of the circumstances shows that we can maintain our peaceful center and loving behaviors even under great stress. This is what we admire about our spiritual leaders. Think about what Jesus did. Jesus defined this. Jesus discovered the reality of who he was as God's beloved so deeply that there was nothing on the outside that could shake that in him. And so when he stood before his accusers the week of Holy Week, he was able to stand centered and strong and composed and loving, spoke truth, yet continued to exude compassion and understanding to the very people who were out to destroy him. Those of you who believe in me will do what I do or greater things. Sometimes the greatest thing that we can do is have a really difficult conversation without losing it. Just staying present to the other person, being able to hear with those deep ears of compassion, being able to see the Christ presence within them and truly be present for what it is that they're needing to express. Those of you who believe in me, who believe in me as the divine expression of spirit and see it as yourself, can do that. And collectively, we can do greater things. She does a great job of actually outlining the stages of spiritual evolution. The one that she told us Thursday night that we should be aiming for at this point in our spiritual development is level 4. And that is, we hear the voice of spirit or higher self clearly and understand the multiple voices that ego self can have. We give authority to voice of higher self in important decisions. Here's where Jesus was. Spirit or higher self voice is clear and consistent. Ego self is present and is a joyful advisor to higher self. There is no longer a struggle between the two voices. Rather, there is a sense of only one voice, the higher self, authentic self, spirit voice. When Jesus said, those of you who believe in me, he was not talking about him, the man. He was talking about this one voice. This communion with the reality of who and what he was. That's what was speaking through him. And so, in order to follow Jesus, we have to start seeing that about ourselves. We have to be able to see ourselves in Jesus. Take a collective breath. Because even in unity, I think it's hard to see Jesus as our potential peer. But effectively, that's what Jesus is saying. If you believe in me, if you believe in this sense of oneness, if you believe in the reality of who I am as God's beloved, you see it for yourself, and you see me as your peer, not as somebody to come rescue you. You don't need rescuing. You don't need me to come in and save you. You need to awaken to the reality of who you are as God's beloved. And get on the business of being that. When we think of every conflict that we have, think about the consciousness that we're coming from. When we awaken to this, it's not that, well, when we awaken to this, harmony manifests. We have a wonderful example walking on Earth today. Who would you think that would be? He doesn't even believe, he does not follow Jesus' path. The Dalai Lama. I was so impressed this week. How many knew that he had a visit with President Obama at the White House one day this week? It was pretty low-key. He came in through the back door. He didn't even get to go to the Oval Office. They went to the map room. There was no photo op, no interview. They took one picture. Now, can you imagine any other world leader being treated like that and going along with it willingly? Can you imagine? You know, imagine the Prime Minister from England arranging this meeting and Obama saying, I don't want to hurt China's feelings. So you need to come through the back door. We're not going to meet in the Oval Office. We're going to keep this very low-keyed. The Dalai Lama's response was, I'm grateful he's even seeing me and taking my cause seriously. You know what he did when he walked in the door? He picked up a handful of snow and he threw it playfully at the reporters. That is our contemporary example of what it is to live at level 5 of allowing the higher self to direct and bringing the ego voice into service into the higher self. That's our contemporary example of what it is to know yourself as spirit's beloved and to know that there's nothing that can disrupt that. I cannot imagine that level of humility. I don't have it. I mean, my stuff would have been flying out. What do you mean the map room? I want to go to the Oval Office. I'm important enough. You know, I'm a world leader. People bow before my feet. I get thousands and millions of people wanting it. What do you mean the map room? What's up with that? You know? With humility and grace, he was deeply appreciative of that opportunity. That tells me that the replication of Jesus is possible. Because there's another example. And there's just, we can go through history and go through example after example. But that, I think, today is our contemporary example. So here's your homework for this week. I want each one of you to, I want all of us to follow the example that Unity Transformation in Knoxville are doing. Laura Beth Gilbreth is the host for Hooked on Classics, and she shared Thursday during our radio broadcast that what they are doing is that they took that line and they taped it up, and they are taking it into their daily meditation. So I'm going to invite us to do that, to look at what does it mean to believe in Jesus, what do I believe, and can I see myself in him? Next week, we'll get into the practices. We'll start looking at the 9 spiritual practices that I have identified that Jesus taught and modeled as intentional ways of moving down this scale, scientific, of spiritual intelligence. And as a community, dedicating ourselves to awakening that Christ presence, knowing that this is how we will change our world. Can you imagine if everybody was as egoless as the Dalai Lama, how war would simply dissolve? The war in our head, the war with one another, the war in our world. Could you imagine that every man, woman, and child would not have to go to a cabinet to get a Band-Aid? That our primary concern would be the comfort and the aid of God's beloved around us. That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're working towards. So let's just start it today in our personal relationships. And this week, take time and really ponder, what does it mean to believe in Jesus? Can you see him in yourself? And can you entertain the possibility that you can fly at that level and meet or surpass what he's done? Okay, you got your marching orders, and so it is. Thank you, God. And we'd like to close with our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you, and the presence of God watches over you. And remember, wherever you are, God is, and all is well. Thank you for joining us. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at www.unitychurchoflife.com. If you would like more information about Unity in general, you can visit the Unity Worldwide website at www.unity.org.